Wayne, are you here?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Jay, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Great. And Ben?
Yes, I'm here.
Thanks. Sarah is here, and I believe Charlotte said she couldn't make it tonight. So we've got a quorum, and I believe Rich will be on shortly. So, and we've got Sheena and Val here, and Kumusemi is on, and Kumu Damaris. Hi, all. And did we have any public comment today? Val, do you mind putting up the agenda if you're able to?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Thank you. You're sorry. You're good. I didn't ask you previously. I apologize.
Well, I usually just do it.
I know you do, and I appreciate it. And did we have anyone that would like to give public comment today who's present and not a board member?
I don't believe so.
Okay, hearing none, we'll move on. Our next item on the agenda is to review the minutes from February. If we could get a motion regarding those minutes or any discussion if those of us would like to provide discussion on that.
Seeing there is, then I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for February 19th, 2026 as presented.
Thanks, Wayne. Could we get a second, please?
This is Ben. I'm happy to second it.
Thank you, Ben. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Just saying it verbatim. We're approving the minutes from February 19th, 2026 from last month's board meeting. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Thank you. Next item up on the agenda is we talked about public comment already, and there were no individuals that were provided public comment today. Our financial review or report will be turning over to Rich. Thank you. Is Rich, I think Rich is here now. Yes?
I'm here.
Thank you.
Tita, I'm in board meeting.
Sorry, I apologize. I was on a call. Are we, where are we on the agenda?
The financial review.
Oh, we're here. Okay. I apologize. Wow, that was quick. We're only 3 minutes in.
Yeah. Okay. Sarah, don't mess around.
No, I'm all for it. Okay. Let me bring up the financials and share them. We met as a finance committee just a little while ago. And we reviewed all the transactions for February and answered any questions the finance committee had. Couple things for the board to look forward to. In the future, I want to get right out of the box here, and that is the legislature wrapped up their latest legislative session. The USBE now has in their hands all the legislative changes that will affect funding for schools. They're going to go through those and divide it out by school, what that means. It's called a legislative estimate, that which is a report that will come out probably the first week of April, that will tell us for Pacific Heritage Academy what our anticipated revenues will be for next year. I then use that during the month of April to start building the budget for next year. In May, we'll have a budget hearing, and we'll look at that budget. I'm sure in between time, Sheena and I will be going over much of the individual items from the expense standpoint, plus any particular grants that we anticipate that are not part of the legislative estimate from the USBE. But May, we'll look at those. We'll make some additional refinements, and June is when we will actually pass that. So, we're still missing one conflict of interest from Jay. Is Jay on tonight? If he is, we would appreciate getting that conflict of interest form submitted so then we're all wrapped up and I can submit those to the state. Okay, let's see. So we've got, real quickly, you can see the little graph on the screen. We're at 64 days cash on hand, which is an increase for one day from the previous month in January. And our cash is on this next page, $737,000 that we've got. We also have $33,726 in receivables from reimbursement requests that I've submitted. And so at the end of February, we're two-thirds of the way through the school year. That is 66.67%. So we use that as kind of a guide to figure out how we're doing in terms of our revenues and expenses. We're at 50% for our locals revenues. For our state revenues, we're right on track with the 66% there, and we're 30% for federal, which is very typical for this time of year. Overall, our total revenues at 62%, which is very typical for this time of year. So we're right on track there from the expense standpoint. Our salaries are at 69%, our benefits are 61%, and our purchase professional services are 71%, which is very typical for this time of year. And purchase property services of 55%. Probably the most atypical part of this is our supplies. Usually we're at about 70% this time of year in supplies. We're kind of below that right now, 62%. But Sheena's got some ideas on things that she needs that I'm sure we will get caught up plenty fast in the upcoming months. So overall, we've got a surplus of $36,000 for the year. And each of the months previously, that's actually building because we were at a deficit the month prior. During the month of February, $37,000 surplus. The month before was $39,000 surplus. And the month before that, 47,000. So we're now starting to build those surpluses. Those will only increase as our reimbursements start coming in from the federal government. So overall, unless there's questions on individual items that the Finance Committee didn't think about, that's really all I have to report for the month of February.
Thank you so much, Rich.
Okay.
Did we have any discussion items based on the finance report presented us? Hearing none, we would invite a motion to approve the finance report.
Don't be shy.
Could we get a motion to approve?
Yeah, I'll make it. This is Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
Jay, you are here.
Can we get a second?
I'll second it.
Thanks, Wayne.
Yes, ma'am.
All in favor of approving the finance report for February, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. The ayes have it. And we are moving on to the thanks, Rich, for your diligence as always. And in addition, realize needs to give us all the updates or the most up to date things from the legislative session. But it's always nice that you're keeping tabs on those items. So we appreciate it.
Amen.
For our audit committee report, I believe we were not ready to provide that yet. Is that correct, or is it just an information item?
This not one's exactly just an information item only. After talking with Sheena and her team, as far as the people that are actually at the school, she's got some things that she is going to send myself and Sarah and Rich and Ben, and then we can kind of look over it, and then we'll meet when it's convenient for Sheena and her team. You can set that up, Sheena, anytime that you want, and we can all agree to a time and make it half an hour, whatever you think is needed on that. And then we'll take those recommendations and resubmit it back to the board just as a look-see, and then we'll present it for ratification in April there if everything goes right. So, but this is just for information only, so.
Thank you. And who is going to be presenting? Is that you, Wayne?
Yeah, as far as the meeting for next month or for when we meet with Sheena, yeah, I wanted to wait till we got her recommendations and then we could kind of go from there. So, but
thank you.
That's where we're at right now as far as the recommendations from the state auditors. So,
okay, great.
Again, and, it's just information. Nothing to present or ratify at this time. We will meet with the school and her team and kind of go from there and see where we need to do to make things work, not only for the school, but to keep the state auditors happy as well. So, and we'll go from there.
Understood. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And next on item number six, we have the school land trust for the end of year. And I believe Sheena has that.
I can do that within my report.
Okay. Well,
be me now.
Yeah. We're to the administration and school report by Kumushina. Thank you.
So, Sarah and Wayne and Rich, I sent you that information already. So you should have that, and I will send it to you too, Ben. Okay. Do you see this?
I haven't gotten anything, no ma'am. Oh, I've got my personal stuff for work, so I got to go through a whole different thing to get to the school's email site. So I'm sure it's there. So,
okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Can everyone see my screen?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So as of today, we have 324 students, and it's gone down. So you can see that we're losing kids up and down. And this is where we kind of like, and we'll get our snow boots back at about the end of March. And so in a couple of weeks, if we haven't heard from them already, Val, you'd probably know before all of us that by March, April, we'll get our snow boots back and it'll jump up at about 10 more kids. Is that correct, Val?
But it still doesn't change the overall budgeting and or monies that you've procured because of the October deadline, correct?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
It does impact the daily average, and Rich can speak to that better than I can.
Yeah, there's two funding mechanisms. There's the October 1st count that we got the adjustment from, and then there's average daily membership that's from the previous year. So our largest single revenue item is actually from the prior year average daily membership plus growth. A large part of our income, our revenue growth for this year that happened in November was from the growth that we received. So it was the average daily membership. Yes, we still had our snowbirds, but because we had such a growth in numbers of enrollments, that it was a nice increase for us. The second largest revenue item is an October 1st count, and that one was also fantastic. So I guess back to the question of what will our snowbirds do to us this year? Nothing really different than what they've done in previous years to us. That we've it lowers our average daily membership for next year, but when we see them, it brings that average back up. So hopefully that makes sense.
It did. You're a little higher though this time than you are last year by about what, 5 students? I can't see that underneath number, but so
yeah, we've maintained about an average of 5 or so. Okay, so we're looking at next year enrollment already, and Wayne, you mentioned this about it's the year's gone by so fast, we're already planning for next school year. So when we're looking at our kids, we're monitoring who's coming back. Like I said last month, we don't know who's coming back and who tells us what until the day of. So right now we just follow along with our kindergarten, who we've got about 11 kids in there now. We've got a couple of seventh graders that are sitting in the wings. And out of, if you look at the yellow bubble, out of 11 registered students, 10 are new. And 3 of them have been our seventh graders. So that's nice. So it brings our total up to 304 so far. We always get about 34-ish, 36-ish kindergartens in there. So if we can maintain that, that'll be great. And then increase some of these lower grade levels, will be sitting in a good place next school year. And primarily looking at the ones below a low 30s, we want to get them into solid 40s or high 30s. So that's our goal, and you'll be seeing us pitching all of this, the promotions that we do. It was very successful last year into this year again. And we all know that our school is very much a word of mouth school. But we've got to do some heavy marketing and heavy promotions around our area, not only locally, but all over, because our kids can come. Our kids come from Kaysville to from Provo. So they're all over the place, and we're not going to leave a stone unturned. Okay, I can't remember if I shared this with you last week and last month, but this is an exciting time for our school, where we've been sponsored heavily by a few funders to do Leader in Me from Stephen Covey. So our bottom portion is on the bottom there every 1, 2, 3, 4 years, where we're dedicating at least $5,000 approximately each year to pay for that training material or for the curriculum that we'll be getting, which is reproducibles and training as well for the first year. And then as we go along, we'll just have this really strong character ed program that infuses with our crew program. So it meshes very nicely with what we're doing already, but it just gives us a nice framework to work from. I think I did share that with you.
You did. Are you shooting to start this 2026 then, September or August?
Yes.
Awesome.
So we'll have training. All the training is set until after July so that it carries on to the new school year's money.
Awesome.
So, yeah, we're already planning what curriculum we're doing and how we're doing things for next school year. I wanted to share this with you. Our K through Acadence goals, for math, we had a goal of 60% at or above benchmark. So the kids have been taking their assessments. At the beginning of the year, we did 45. The middle of the year, we did 56. So we've increased by 11%. If we carry on with that increase, which I believe we will, we'll meet our 60%. We've always hovered around 59-ish, 58. And we've never quite gained 60 and above, but I think this year we're going to get it. And this is largely in part of the services that we've acquired through the STEM grant that we've written and received, where we have people coming in and they do workshops with our teachers. So it's a lot of hands-on professional development. It's a lot of stipends for teachers to come out of their class to train with the instructor. What they do is lesson plan, and then the instructor goes in and teaches their class, so they can see it in real time. And I think this is a powerful tool for our teachers to see. So we're excited about that. The next one is the reading for K through 3 is again 60% of making typical or better growth at MOY. MOY is middle of the year. And right now we're at 64. So we need to maintain that. I mean, we've hit it at middle of the year, but we want to make it, of course, closer to 100 than what's possible. So right now it was 91 students out of 142 that made this typical or better growth.
And that's reading on their grade level, correct?
Correct, okay. Yes. Okay. So what we do is monitor every student who does not meet, and we've got it down to which child, what service do they need, what double dose or the interventions do they need to help them make grade level. So that's why we need a lot of paraprofessionals and why we need that support with them too, as well as the training, because if we don't have that training, we're of course guessing and we can't afford to do that with our kids. The next one, we take from third grade to eighth grade RISE benchmarks. And this is for kids in grades 3 to 5. They've achieved 47% reading, and 3 to 8, 65% in math. Now, the reason we haven't done grades 3 to 8 in reading is because I didn't get that data. We have it now. I should have updated it. But I just realized looking at it, that's not correct either. That's old data. So I think we're going in a good place, good trajectory. But again, it comes down to training our teachers. Right now, everyone's going through a writing training. So again, that's a lot of homework on the teachers that they have to do. And then implementing that particular strategy into their classroom instructional methodologies. So that's been a lot of work for the teachers, and it's been, I hope they see the progress in their kids. Do you have any questions about the academic progress that we've made so far?
Sarah, with a question about the numbers you'd had an old report for, do you recall off the top of your head what those more updated numbers were, ballpark figure?
Oh, no. Simi, are you still online? No, I don't.
I'm online. I'm looking them up.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. It's exciting to see the progress.
Yeah.
Way to go, everybody.
And it's a lot of team effort. But it's also a lot of like, okay, teachers, we've got to restructure. We've got to get this going and knowing that we're in the right place and getting everyone on board. I don't know if you've worked with teachers before, but they're probably one of the hardest people to get on your, I was going to say walker, but on your train, because it becomes very personal and your philosophy of teaching becomes personal. So we're cutting out the fat and saying, okay, that's not needed because it's not a standard. You can't teach it just because you like it. So it's been a lot of that right now. So Simi, you can just interject whenever you can. You've got those updated numbers.
Okay, for reading, it has dropped a little bit for this year. And so we are down to 42%.
Just in the benchmarks? Because those
yes,
are the, like,
but we haven't. Tests. Yes, for the benchmarks.
Okay. So, Sarah, did you get that?
Yes, that was the 3 through 5.
Yeah, and that would have been 3 through 8, Semi.
Yes, that's 3 through 8.
Yeah.
But also, we have our big push after spring break, and so we are anticipating those percentages to increase.
Looking forward to the big push. You all do such a great job with getting our kids excited about, as excited as you can, about standardized testing. So I know Maeve loves it. I don't know why, but she does. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
I'm glad that she loves it.
And what our job is to get the teachers excited about it so that they're infectious with the kids. So that's, you know, you'll see a lot of that kind of stuff happening too.
Sure. Thank you for going back and looking this up.
Yeah, thanks, Emmy.
Hey, Sheena, this is something for the teachers. I mean, they're working with these kids reading. Are they able to somewhat detect when they spot somebody with dyslexia?
We've got
programs to help with that.
Yes and no. Altingillian's probably one of the better programs that people use, but it costs a lot of money. So what we do is just teach them strategies.
It's easy to fall through the cracks with it, you know.
Yes, it is. But we are able to kind of see if they've got dyslexia or dysgraphia, those kinds of deficiencies in their learning. We're able to see it through the Acadians or through the testing that we do, and try and give them additional supports.
Awesome.
Sometimes it's not all perfect. Sometimes it's like, oh, we don't have the tools or the understanding of how to. But every year we've increased that knowledge and gotten better at it.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's a learning curve, I know. Has the PHA worked with the University of Utah Reading Clinic specifically yet?
Yes and no. They've reached out and we've reached back, and we're trying to work with them and what they can offer to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I know a lot of people have called in and said, oh, can we tutor? But they want tutoring when we've got interventions and we can't afford to give away that time. The kids have got to go to our double dose class where they get specific UFLY designed lessons to help them give decoding or phonics so that they learn their basics.
Right. And the UFLY is an equivalent pretty much of what they would offer at the University of Utah Reading Clinic anyways. So those tiered supports are available to every student who needs it. So
yeah, and we've got that solid in our schools. I mean, solid.
Can you just refresh my brain, Kumushina, that is it the third year that we're using CKLA this year?
This is the third year.
Okay. Yeah.
And the third year we're using UFLY. So we started UFLY in kindergarten. And out of your 36 kids, six of them are not on grade level. So as we go up to each grade level, we're getting fewer and fewer kids who are not on grade level because of UFLY. And
awesome, our
teachers are good at it.
Very, I know, very. UFLY was here last week when the CEC was being hosted by Salt Lake. So I chatted with them a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have some good programs going on through them.
Thank you so much. Thanks for all of the teachers, all of the administration for working on leveling up our whole system.
Thank
it's a big
you.
Deal.
We're trying.
Keep it up.
Thank you. And for our School Lands Trust, this is what I wanted to share with you, is that we completed our land trust for last year. No carryover. Rich helped us to make sure that we were all compliant and had the money in the right place, purchased the right things from the right funding. We've also made sure that we've labeled everything that was bought from land trust money, and Val is very good at keeping that inventory, which is part of that the recommendation that came up from the audit. So she's been very good at labeling and keeping that all in a nice clean file. So we know where all that's helping our students. We know that the goal this year was met, so it was increased by 5% using IXL. So as we use IXL, we saw that the goals from 5% from beginning to end of year, we haven't done our end of the year, but it has, it will be increasing by 5%, so we've met the goal, because they can see the trajectory of it already. Now, this was already presented to the state and it was approved. So now it's making sure that we've got the next year's goal submitted in a couple of weeks, approved by the board, and then submitted into the School Lands Trust, along with the council approval, emails and everything else that they require. So what I intend to do is submit this for the same goal for the next school year. It's just steadily increasing our meeting, reading and math and proficiencies using IXL. Let me see. So that's going to be for next school year as well. And it's the same thing here. So I'll give that to you, Sarah, to see if we can get an approval for the board by our land trust board. And then if you can get that back to me as soon as you can, then I can submit it online.
Great.
And then upcoming events, I just wanted to remind our board that our teacher focused PD is Keys to Literacy, which is writing through K through 8, and math strategies K through 8, which is our learning walks. We've got two sets of people coming in to help us plan with our teachers, like I shared earlier. School activities that we've got coming up is tomorrow we've got student led conference. I do have my Title I meeting, and that needs to be done twice a year. So the first one is always done at the beginning of the school year on our back to school night. And this one will be tomorrow night from 5:30. It's just a very quick overview of what we use the Title I money for. And mostly it's to do with technology or with training and teacher salaries, which includes our paraprofessionals. So the money that we do get from there goes directly to those three areas. Teacher conferences on the same day, this is when the students present their work for the last two semesters, three quarters, to share how they've progressed from the beginning of the year to now. And it's a good way to get our kids very confident in sharing data, talking about their learning projections, talking about their strengths and their challenges and what their goal setting is. And it helps the kids to understand that they're the owners of their learning and they want to be the author of it and not just being dictated to. So that's the whole crux behind our student-led conferences. Do you have any questions on tomorrow night's events?
Is that a parent involvement as well?
Yes. So
said teacher conferences. So.
Yeah. So the child presents it to their parents.
How is the turnout rate?
You know, it's been very good. Parents have come to want, and when our teachers are very accommodating too, because they will set different appointments with the parents who cannot make it. So that's been really good.
Awesome.
We did have a couple of weeks ago, we had a Voyager, and this again is one of those promotion things, Voyager activity where we hosted food trucks and local vendors, and we had an amazing turnout. So we really want to kind of open up our school to say, hey, we're here. So Keiki Market is our entrepreneur class that will do their own student-led businesses tomorrow night from 5:30 to 7:15, while parents are, when the kids are done with their student-led conference, they'll come back to their booth. So it's teaching the kids how to run businesses as well. So it's been very successful. And then, of course, next week is Spirit Month, Spirit Week, which goes into our Career Day. And our kaitiaki, or the student government of our school, they choose to do this and they run it, and we're trying to help them just be impactful leaders and be able to share, excite, rah, 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 kids, especially as we go into the testing season. And then, of course, we're off on spring break for a much-needed break for the next 2 weeks. Do you have any questions?
No questions from me.
Okay. Simi, do you have anything you'd like to share? Are you good?
Not at this time. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Can I ask Kamashina, specifically regarding from the Voyager night for the food trucks, did we have anyone interested in the school based on, like, as an outcome from that?
I'm not too sure. We haven't had our debrief from it. But
Val is nodding her head.
We did have at least one family.
Okay. That's fun.
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry.
And I know the one that Damaris went to, we had, with those, we had seventh graders registered.
Yeah.
Were they from the Guadalupe?
Yes. Yes. We went to Guadalupe to meet some families, and we did have quite a few families interested in our school, which they were interested in coming in, kind of see the school and learn more about it, which was super exciting to hear from a lot of parents that they did not know about the school, and they were happy. So yeah, we did have a few families kind of interested in our school. And I know we did register one student starting next year. So which is woohoo for us, yeah.
Awesome. I'd say that PHA is Rose Park's best kept secret, so let's not keep it a secret. Thanks for helping spread the word.
Yeah. Another thing that we need to jump onto and share out is that two of our students make regionals. Was it states or regional? Natural, National History Day.
They made states.
States, yeah.
Woohoo.
Yes.
Hey, fantastic.
Come on, Richie, we're going to the moon.
And did you need specific approval, Kumushina,
for
anything?
Just the from
school and trust is just the final report.
Yeah. And for next year's approval, we're doing the same.
And that needs to be submitted by when?
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
And by the end of March.
Yes.
Okay. And we'll, I guess, get together separately for that?
Yeah. We can do it overline or...
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Just for board approval.
Yep. So just clarifying, you're going to make another report and send it out to us to approve? And we can approve that? Not we don't have to be in a meeting necessarily. We can do it all kind of asynchronously.
Yes.
Which I think works just fine. Okay. And thanks for giving us the update from this one and, you know, what's on the horizon of more of the same plan for more improvement and steady improvement. Okay. Let's see, we didn't have a need for a closed meeting or a closed session in this meeting. So we're looking forward to the next board meeting, which is April 16th. That would be the third Thursday. And we would invite a motion to adjourn today's meeting.
We'll make a motion to adjourn tonight's
Thanks,
meeting.
Thanks, Wayne. Yes, could we get a second?
I'll second it.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Please say aye. Aye.
Have a great day, folks.
Thanks, everybody. We're adjourned. See you next month.